You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you have had a fantastic weekend, and I've got a great list for you this week. By the way, if you are listening to this episode and you have not signed on to my Substack to get this list every Monday in your email box, I don't know what you're doing. This is going to be so easy for you, a great accompaniment to this episode that comes out every Tuesday. Why do you want this in your email box? Because it's such an easy, quick to go to guide of what to watch each week. And let me tell you something, the person that you live with, your kids, your coworkers, your friends, the person who works at the post office, they want to know your recommendations because listen, they're busy too. And they want something that can help them escape from life or maybe let them deep dive something interesting. Sometimes I meet people and they're like, I only love reality shows. Sometimes people say, I want something really heavy and deep, and I can just do a lot of internet research. I'm like, I got you covered on documentaries. Anything in unscripted, I'm going to cover for you. So that's reality shows, documentaries, and docuseries. Real people, real stories. So this list is so great for you because I'm just going to basically save you a bunch of time. So you're not just poking around Netflix or Hulu or through the guide section of your DirecTV because I'm calling from all these networks to tell you what is worth your time. So katecasey.substack.com to get that weekly Monday email newsletter. And then also make sure that you jump in that Facebook group, Reality Life with Kate Casey, because I'm also going to talk about all the episodes that I've recorded and I'm recording, the upcoming guests that are coming on. People are having an opportunity to talk about some of the shows they're watching. For example, people are real fired up right now in the Facebook group about My Unorthodox Life on Netflix. I know, I think it's a really stupid show. And I know other people do as well. So make sure you check that out in the Facebook group, Reality Life with Kate Casey. Okay, so this week, this list is great. I've got something for every person in your life. So don't worry if I go too fast again. I will post this list on social media and also on my Substack. So the first thing you want to watch is the season premiere of The Real Housewives of Miami. And great news, you can watch that on Bravo versus Peacock. So those of us that are Peacock subscribers, we were able to get the new episodes right away. And people who were only watching Bravo had to wait a couple weeks. Don't even worry anymore because it's all airing on Bravo now. And I'm sure you can also watch episodes on Peacock as well, but it will premiere on Bravo. So this premieres this Thursday, December 8th. The season 5 cast includes returning housewives Gertie, Lisa, Julia, Dr. Nicole Martin, Alexia, and Larsa, and friends Kiki, Adriana, and Marisol Patton. What you're going to want to watch for this season is the divorce of Lisa Hochstein and her husband Lenny, who, by the way, I got to be honest, the guy was always pretty creepy to me. Clearly, they have been in a terrible marriage for a long time. And so we're all kind of seeing it all unfold. So that is why you're going to want to watch Real Housewives of Miami. Now, for those that have never watched The Real Housewives and you're thinking to yourself, is this worth my time? What you need to know about Real Housewives is that it's basically an ensemble show in a different part of the country, and it features complicated women and their complicated friendships. And you should get a sense in each of those franchises of the kind of women that live in that city. For example, the women of New York are going to be intense. There's going to be some classism issues. Then you have Miami, which is a far more passionate cast, younger, brighter in terms of like the way they live out loud. Over-the-top outfits, over-the-top reactions to things, and then this whole other cultural flavor to it, which is great. So check out The Real Housewives of Miami. Idina Menzel, Which Way to the Stage, is great if you've got a kid, especially at home, who loves musical theater. This is airing on December 9th on Disney Plus, and it's Idina Menzel's path to realize a lifelong dream, headlining a concert at Madison Square Garden in her hometown of New York City. What I like about this is that I think it just gives a real window into the hard work that goes into becoming a megastar in her field. And for those that really enjoy musical theater, it's just like a great window into that world. Dream Home Makeover on Netflix is on December 9th, a new season. I've always said this about this show. It is the most delicious, mind-numbing background show or just like great interior design porn kind of show. Shay and Sid McGee are bringing Shay's jaw-dropping interior design touch to a new and exciting mix of home renovation projects. She really has great taste, great eye. She works with her husband. She's got a young team. They live in Utah. They have, I would say like a more minimalistic kind of style than other interior decorators that have television shows, which I enjoy. It's like a modern farmhouse look. You got to check it out. It's like a palate cleanser, especially if you watch something dark, including the next two shows that I'm about to tell you about. So if you watch something kind of serious, or you've had a long work week, or someone's driving you crazy at home, or your in-laws, this is what you're going to watch to just kind of relax. It's called Dream Home Makeover on Netflix. Who Killed Jenny Rivera is on Peacock on December 5th. This is a celebration of the life and an exploration of the mysterious death of award-winning Latin superstar Jenny Rivera. So through intimate footage and interviews, delving into the still yet undetermined causes of this horrific 2012 crash of her plane outside Monterrey, Mexico, in which she died, it provides an in-depth look at the real story and continuing questions behind the accident and the events leading up to it. She was 43 years old and on the cusp of superstardom when her Learjet unexpectedly went down in Mexico in 2012. It was December 9th, and the plane took off from Monterrey. It was en route to the city of Toluca, but shortly after takeoff, the aircraft suddenly plummeted toward the earth, plunging almost vertically and reaching speeds of over 600 miles per hour before it crashed. All seven people on the plane died, including Jenny. Now, let's think about that again. 600 miles per hour, plunging almost vertically and reaching that speed, all of the people on the plane died. I mean, that is just crazy. So it was a twin-engine turbojet. It dropped off the radar screen at about 10 minutes after takeoff, which is another strange thing. A later investigation found out that it had likely plummeted straight down from 28,000 feet, perhaps at over, as mentioned, 600 miles per hour. The plane practically nosedived, according to Secretary of Communications and Transportation Gerardo Ruiz Esparza. So Mexico's General Civil Aviation Administration explained that they were able to rule out certain factors like bad weather, fire, or an explosion, but instead they suspected that the plane had a problem with this horizontal stabilizer. They also noted that the plane was more than 43 years old and that it had been operated by pilots in the extremes of the span of life. So one was 78 years old and the other one was 21 years old. So the Learjet had encountered some serious issues before its doomed flight. CNN reported that the Learjet had previously sustained substantial damage during an accident in which it struck a runway marker while landing in 2005. In that case, no one on board was killed or injured during the incident. The older of the two pilots, Miguel Perez Soto, technically should not have been allowed to fly the plane. He was not licensed for instrument-controlled flying, and according to Mexican regulations, was too old to be flying a 6,800-kilo plane like the Learjet, though he had apparently received approval to do so earlier that same year. I'm agreeing with that. That sounds pretty old, 78 years old to be flying a plane. And the younger of the two pilots, Alejandro Torres, was not authorized to fly the aircraft outside of the United States. Ultimately, since both flight recorders had been destroyed in the explosion, all that the authorities have been able to determine is that the plane crashed due to a loss of control of the aircraft for undetermined reasons. I'm telling you, that's some weird stuff. So you want to check that out. So again, that is going to be on Peacock, and it is called Who Killed Jenny Rivera on December 5th? Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KKC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KKC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KKC. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmerman dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Then, this is the one I'm super obsessed with. Unveiled Surviving La Luz del Mundo on HBO. So this is going to air on December 6th and December 7th. It explores the horrifying yet relatively unknown story of the Christian church La Luz del Mundo, which is also called LLDM, and the sexual abuse that scores of members, many of the minors, say they have suffered at the hands of its successive leaders known as the apostles. So it's told from the point of view of the survivors who met on Reddit to share their stories of abuse. And the series chronicles the history of one of the most powerful religious groups, not only in Mexico where it was founded, but also in the U.S., while giving voice to the men and women who were brave enough to stand up and call out these crimes. So the background is this fundamentalist Christian organization, La Luz del Mundo, meaning the light of the world in Spanish, was founded in Mexico in 1926. It was during the Mexican-Cristero War, during a struggle between the secular anti-clerical government and the Catholic rebels. The conflict centered in the west central states like Jalisco, where Aaron Joaquin focused on his missionary efforts. So given the environment of the time, the church remained a small missionary endeavor until 1934 when it built its first temple. So thereafter, it continued to grow and to expand, and it was interrupted by an internal schism in 1942. Aaron Joaquin, who I just mentioned, was succeeded by his son Samuel upon his death, who was in turn succeeded by his own son, Nason, upon his death. So it's three generations. The church is present in more than 50 countries, and it's claimed to have between 1 and 5 million adherents worldwide. Now, what I know from all of these cult documentaries is all of these churches are big fat liars about how many people are actual members worldwide. La Luz del Mundo describes itself as the restoration of primitive Christianity. It does not use crosses or religious images in its worship services. Female members follow a dress code that includes long skirts and use head coverings during services. Although the church does not allow women to hold leadership positions in its religious hierarchy, women hold leadership positions in church public relations and church-operated civil organizations. Of course, it's like you can't be in a really powerful position if you're a woman. That's just like how it all works. So during the religious services, male and female members are separated during worship. From the preacher's perspective, women sit on the left side of the temple and men on the right. The church does not use musical instruments during its worship service. I know you're asking yourself, this sounds like an absolute nightmare, and you're right. There's no clapping. There's no dancing. Women cover their heads with a veil during services. Hymns are sung a cappella. Again, this sounds like a nightmare to me. Despite this, members listen to instrumental music and some compose their own music. And when singing, all the congregants sing at the same time to maintain uniformity during their meetings. La Luz del Mundo believes that worship should be done spiritually and only to God, and thus temples are devoid of images, saints, crosses, or anything that might be considered idolatry. The places of worship have plain walls and wide, clear windows. This is like the worst, right? So the church holds 3 daily prayer meetings during the week, with 2 meetings on Sundays and 1 regular consecration. And on Sunday mornings, congregants meet at the temple for Sunday school, which begins with prayers and hymns. And after that, the preacher, usually a minister, presides over a talk during which he reads from the Bible and presents the material to be covered throughout the week. So this is what you need to know. 3 church leaders have faced accusations of sexual abuse. In June of 2019, church leader Nason Joaquin Garcia was arrested at LA Airport and charged with sex crimes by the California Department of Justice. On June 8th of 2022, he pled guilty to 3 charges concerning the sexual abuse of children and was sentenced to a maximum 16 years and 8 months in prison. The church's influence has spread in recent years and is strong in parts of California that have large Hispanic populations. So this one I'm most interested in hearing because it's basically been a relatively unknown story. It is called Unveiled, Surviving La Luz del Mundo, and it airs Tuesday and Wednesday of this week on HBO. And then finally, The Elephant Whisperers on Netflix is on December 8th. Bowman and Belly are a couple in South India who have devoted their lives to caring for an orphaned baby elephant named Raghu, forging a family like no other. I think this is perfect for everybody who loves animals, but also kids. This is like a relaxation from life, kind of cleanse the palate, center yourself, people are good in the world, connect to people around you kind of feeling. So it's called The Elephant Whisperers on Netflix. Okay, so let me go through this list one more time. And again, make sure that you click subscribe and leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts so that you can get these episodes jumping up the queue and alerting you on your phone so you can listen to episodes right away. The Real Housewives of Miami is on Bravo on Thursday. Idina Menzel, Which Way to the Stage is on Friday. Dream Home Makeover on Netflix, Friday. Who Killed Jenny Rivera, Monday. And that's on Peacock. Then you have Unveiled, Surviving La Luz del Mundo on HBO on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then you have The Elephant Whisperers on Thursday on Netflix. As always, you can check out my episodes Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me on social media at @KateCaseyCA on Instagram. On Twitter, I'm at @KateCasey. I tweet about shows and during shows all week long. You can listen to find me on TikTok at @It'sKateCasey, Cameo @KateCasey, and bonus episodes, which you do not want to miss out, by the way. They're available at Patreon, patreon.com/KateCasey. I have so many great episodes behind the scenes of the podcast. Lots of pop culture stuff. So make sure you check that out as well. As always, I cannot wait to circle back with you. Make sure that you listen to my episode from this past Friday where I interviewed Christine Brown from TLC's Sister Wives. Boy, is that show getting crazy. And also last Wednesday, I interviewed Mike Rinder from A&E's Scientology and the Aftermath. And he just wrote a book called A Billion Years. So make sure you listen to those episodes as well. Cannot wait for you to circle back with me this coming Wednesday and Friday for all new great guests.
know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.